We have the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
Trucks have blocked some roads in Dublin as part of a protest against high fuel prices. Gardaí are advising commuters to plan for potential traffic disruption in the Dublin region today. Kate Carlin reports.
The main road arteries leading into Dublin city centre appear to be moving well so far this morning. The main disruption caused by protesters is taking place around the Port Tunnel, Dublin Docks and at the East Link Bridge. Early this morning, trucks blocked both ends of the East Link in Dublin. Promenade Road at the Port Tunnel is also blocked, as is the roundabout at the Three Arena and the entrance to Dublin Port. Organisers of the protest had asked truck drivers to gather at four points around the city in the early hours this morning. The demonstrators are expected to gather at the GPO from 9 o'clock onwards. The group organising the protest in Dublin staged two demonstrations in the capital last year, one in November and another in December. It's not affiliated with the Irish Road Haulage Association and goes by the name the People of Ireland Against Fuel Prices. Gardaí said they'd put in place appropriate and proportionate plans to deal with the demonstration.
Richard Guiney is the chief executive of Dublin Town, an organisation that seeks to promote the capital's business and cultural activities. On this programme, he said it would be best if people worked together on addressing high energy costs rather than having one sector negatively impacting on another.
Protests and disruption is not really what the city needs. We're still in a fragile state coming out of the pandemic. So there is concern about what the impacts are going to be.
The three coalition party leaders are to meet later today with other senior ministers to discuss the rising cost of living. It comes as the government remains under pressure to do more to protect the most vulnerable from the effects of high prices. Our political reporter Sandra Hurley.
Rising inflation remains the burning political issue as the war in Ukraine continues to lead to high energy and food costs. The government has committed to doing more to cushion the blow. A meeting tonight will take a longer-term look at the crisis with the aim of examining what can be done without chasing inflation. The three-party leaders will be joined by the public expenditure and finance ministers. It's understood that Taoiseach also wants the social partners involved in the process. The government has also promised offsetting measures for the imminent carbon tax rise, and these will be discussed. Later this week, a meeting between government, unions and employers will also take place at the Labour Employer Economic Forum.
The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, is due to receive a briefing today from a senior civil servant on the abandoned move of the Chief Medical Officer, Tony Houlihan, to take up a position at Trinity College Dublin. The information is being compiled by the Secretary-General at the Department of Health, Robert Watt. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin said it was regrettable that the move was not going ahead, but said there should have been transparency on the details from the outset. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged his country's citizens to prepare for Russia to launch what he called even larger offensives in the east. In an address on social media, Mr. Zelensky accused the Russian military of torture and cowardice. The Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors has strongly criticised the level of training for Gardaí dealing with domestic violence cases. Ahead of its conference in Killarney, the association, which represents middle-ranking Gardaí, has described the current online training system as not fit for purpose. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
Garda sergeants and inspectors say there's a major problem with how Gardaí are being trained to investigate domestic and sexual violence. The AGSI says there has been no in-person or victim-centred courses for years, with training being carried out online, which the General Secretary Antoinette Cunningham has described as totally unsuitable, inappropriate and not fit for purpose. The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, will tell the conference this evening that the Garda Commissioner is reviewing training and two revised modules dealing with sexual crime investigation and victims' engagement will be rolled out this year. The Garda associations have also long been calling for the introduction of body-worn cameras, and the Minister says these will be piloted in some Garda divisions in the next 12 months, with the full rollout beginning next year. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, at the AGSI conference, Killarney.
In France, President Emmanuel Macron and the far-right leader Marine Le Pen are beginning their first day of campaigning in the second round of the country's presidential election. As the two candidates who received the most votes in the first round, they now begin a campaign before the runoff election in 2 weeks' time. Projected results from the first round suggest Marine Le Pen secured 24% of the vote, 3 percentage points behind President Macron. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Future-proof your comfort with the biofuel-compatible Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be cloudy and dry in most areas this morning. Rain in the west and southwest will be heavy at times. The rain will move northeast across the country during the late morning and afternoon. There's likely to be heavy and thundery downfalls. Scattered showers will follow from the southwest. It'll be breezy, with highest temperatures ranging from 10 to 14 degrees.